Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute to House Bill 555, Finance, be held in second reading for tomorrow morning's calendar.
With Amendment Number 1 pending.
With Amendment Number 1 and any other amendments pending.
Without objection, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 555, Finance, will be held in second reading with Amendment Number 1 moved and pending, and the letter of intent pending, not moved. Do we have announcements? Mr. Majority, yes, Senator Abboud.
And I couldn't keep the tie on, so I don't care what bad looks you give me. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 267, Limited Entry Permit Transfers at Death, be waived from the State Affairs Committee, and the next committee referral is, I think it's Resources.
Without objection, Senate Bill 267, a Limited Entry Permit Transfers at Death, the referral will be waived from the State Affairs Committee.
Madam President.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that 267, Limited Entry Permit Transfer at Death, referral be waived from the Resources Committee.
Without objection, Senate Bill 267, Limited Entry Permit Transfers at Death, has been waived from the Resources Committee to the next committee of referral. Senator Kelly.
Point of information, Madam President. If Senate Bill 267 does not come onto this floor for vote until tomorrow, and we adjourn by midnight, it can't pass the House in one day, can it?
Senator, it's a concurrence vote that's been looked at by those committee chairmen. Senator Abboud.
Madam President. And ask consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. Senator Halford.
The House Joint Resolution 18, I believe, was reconsidered. It was voted on while some of us were in conference, and I wanted to get a chance to vote on it. I would ask that someone take up the reconsideration if it is not proper for me to take it up, and so we can vote on that.
Senator Josephson,
I would ask that my reconsideration of my vote on H.J.R. 18, the constitutional amendment regarding the
residential
preferences for residences, be taken up at this time.
Question. Reconsideration on House Joint Resolution Number 18 will be considered at this time. Madam Secretary, we read the bill.
Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 18, Finance, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska related to resident preference before the Senate on reconsideration.
Discussion?
Question.
The question has been called. The question being, shall CS for House Joint Resolution Number 18, Finance, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. CS4, House Joint Resolution Number 18, Finance, has passed the Senate by 20 yeas. Mr. Senator Halford.
Unfinished business?
Under unfinished business, sir.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Committee Substitute for House Bill 261, Judiciary, an act relating to ignition interlock devices, the referral on that bill be waived from the Finance Committee. The bill came out of State Affairs with 3 due pass, came out of Judiciary with 3 due pass. It has a 0 fiscal note.
Without objection, the Finance Committee referral to House Bill 261, ignition interlock devices, will be waived from the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business? Yes, sir.
Do I have the floor?
Senator Abboud.
Thank you. I know, like all the rest of us here on the floor, that we've got this total mess on our desk, but we know where everything is. I'd request that the pages do not touch the desk tonight, and we can leave it here and find everything when we get back.
My mess is organized.
Further announcements? Senator Eliason, would you give them a...
ask unanimous consent that the remainder of today's calendar be held over for tomorrow's calendar placed on Senator Abboud's desk.
Without objection, the remainder of today's calendar, with all their amendments and all the letters of intent, will be before us tomorrow morning at...
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 9:30, Monday morning the 9th.